Today on 60 Second Psych, lithium and cognition, the largest study to date. Dr. Aiken?
Researchers and patients disagree about lithium. Patients often complain of cognitive dulling on it, but research finds that lithium has more neuroprotective effects than other mood stabilizers. Lithium prevents dementia, and it increases hippocampal and amygdala volume, as well as cortical thickness. This study is the largest longitudinal study of cognition in lithium to date. Catherine Burdock and colleagues started with 262 patients with bipolar I disorder, 64% of whom were taking lithium. Their study had two key findings, with the main limitation that neither were controlled. First, they found no difference at baseline in cognitive testing for patients taking or not taking lithium. This suggests that lithium's cognitive effects are at least not much different from those of other meds in bipolar. The ones who were not on lithium had more severe manic and depressive symptoms at the time of testing. Second, they did longitudinal testing on the patients who responded well to lithium, and half of the ones on lithium did have good sustained stability on it. When these patients were followed up about 4 months later, a third of them had improved cognition, and there was no evidence of worsened cognition on the lithium. These encouraging results are in contrast to uncontrolled studies that show mild impairments on measures of processing speed, verbal learning, and creativity with long-term lithium use. Today's study didn't actually look at creativity. Also, in studies of healthy subjects, lithium doesn't seem to impair cognition. The researchers attributed part of the cognitive success they observed to the relatively low levels of lithium they used, around 0.6 serum level, which is within the 0.6 to 0.8 range recommended for maintenance therapy. I'm only aware of one controlled study of cognition on lithium. It was a 2016 trial by Michael Burke's group that randomized patients to lithium or quetiapine Seroquel for mania. And at follow-up 1 year later, the lithium patients had better verbal fluency. The bottom line, lithium likely has cognitive benefits, but patients may feel slowed down, dull, or uncreative on it. Stick to the lower dose range, 0.6 to 0.8, for maintenance with lithium.